is up? Welcome back to the Jolly Gay Giant, also known as Jay, also known as Unscripted and Unplanned. Now, listen, I know it has been a while, but holy fucking shit, this semester has been crazy. And I say has, knowing that it's not over yet. Like the worst of it is yet to come. That's this weekend, but we won't even talk about it. I'm not going to put a timestamp on this. All I'm saying is I know it's been a while. I apologize, but I'm here and we're going to do the damn thing. And that's that. It is just what it is. That being said, let me go ahead and throw it over to my nigga sponsorship, Jay. What's good? Also, be sure to favorite the podcast so you get notifications every time I post a new episode. Because let's be honest, you don't want to miss an episode of this. This shit is crazy. Who would want to miss it? All right, sponsorship Jay, I appreciate that very much. Now, getting to what I was going to talk about today. Over the last couple of days, I have been stressing with finals and trying to study and trying to work and try not to jump out this window. But, you know, so basically, in between the times that I'm stressing about things, I really try to make time to make sure that I do things that don't stress me out or just make me smile or happy or just it's etc. Right? So I'm just like going through all my shit, looking through stuff that I brought with me from like years and years ago. And I go into this one box and find an old, like, I guess it's like the equivalent of a final assignment for one of my English classes in middle school. And it's like a poetry book. This is from 2011. I'm screaming, oh my god. And the teacher's name was Miss Caldwell. I remember her. She was a sweetheart. She was a bit on the strange side, but I liked her because of it. Alright, but I figured I'd go through this and like critique myself, because back then I really thought I was something. Like, I really thought I was doing something big with the writing. I cannot wait to see what's in here. I titled it The Wonderful, The Wonderful Wonders of Poetry. Oh my god, and this like title page is so extra too, and it's all like stapled. Oh my god. And I remember like the whole basis of the assignment was like, she gave us like so many different types of poetry, and we needed to include at least one example of each type that she gave us. And so I'm not gonna sit here and act like I remember the types of poetry, but you know, I'm just gonna go through it and read like I guess each of them. So this first one that I come to is called If I Were in Charge of the World. Ooh, the world would be fucked. But let's read it. If I was in charge of the world, I'd cancel school, killing, drug. I'm sorry, what? Drug? A singular drug? Okay, I'm sorry, let me stop. Killing, drug, and also alcohol. That's a fucking lie. Oh my god, who was I? If I were in charge of the world, there would be ice cream stops, flying cars, and babbling idiots would be in jail. Oh. So not the world I live in, but okay. If I were in charge of the world, you would not have thefts. You wouldn't have lies. You wouldn't have divorces or mean people. You wouldn't even have death. Oh, okay. So I was way in the clouds. Okay. We love an imaginary world. Holy fuck. If I were in charge of the world, a penny would be $1 million. Well, okay. That's not how currency works. Inflation rates and all this. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, bums would be rich. Who was I? What is this? And a person who sometimes drinks honey and sometimes forget to pay money. No. And a person who sometimes drinks honey and sometimes forgot to pay money would still be allowed to be in charge of the world. Okay. This must have been like a fake-ass limerick attempt. I don't know. I love that I wrote by Jaquan Evans with thanks to Judith Viorist. Okay. Okay. Okay, this is an acrostic. poem, apparently. And it's using, the first one I did is using my name. And so J is for joyful person who loves. That's still pretty accurate. Okay. Questionable personality to think about. Still pretty accurate. Unusual method of learning. Honestly, still pretty fucking accurate. Awesomely fun way of joking. I don't know if I'd agree with that anymore. I'm a little twisted, but I don't know about awesomely fun. And never bored, no matter what. That's a bold-faced fucking lie. And I think it was even a lie back then. I just needed something for N that wasn't racist. The next one is using the word sister. I said, sweet person who laughs. Intelligent human being. Oh, I really care about my sisters. Always have. Someone who cares. Trusting family members. Excited to grow up. Ready for bigger things. Oh, I was a little poet. Listen to me. Oh my god. Okay. Oh my god. I don't even know what type of... These are synonym poems. Okay. This one's titled Sister. Once again, I think I had a recurring theme here. I don't know. So the poem goes, sweet, nice, funny, cool. Someday they will go to school. Wow. I should have been a rapper from day one. The next one's titled Sick. Woozy, heated, coughing, sick. Some people use this as a trick. Oh shit. Listen, that never worked. That never works in a black household. Like, you'd be like, oh, I'm so sick. And they'll be like, well, you're still taking your ass to school. You better take some Robitussin. You know, do what you gotta do. You're getting your ass up and going to school. This is called an opposite poem. Okay. Sister. What is the opposite of a sister? A bug that causes a blister. A twister that guys think is funny. A mad drive to make more money. Disappointing parents with bad behavior. Ooh, who was I? Yo, I'm digging into your psyche, bitch. Like, you thought I wasn't coming for you, but bitch, I'm in your head. Like, disappointing parents with bad behaviors. Pointing out mistakes to become your savior. Yo, who was I? What is this? The next one is a bio poem. I don't even remember what, like, all these are or what classified them as these. Once again, this is titled Sister. Jesus. Sister. You know what? I think a lot of these were labeled or named Sister because around that time, my second sister, Isabella, was, like, just about to be born or had just been born. I forget exactly what it was. So I was, like, really excited to have another sister. And so now I understand the obsession with that theme. So, sister. Sweet, funny, happy, adventurous. Relative of understanding people. Lover of dolls, pink dresses, and dances. Who feels pain, love, and betrayal. Oh my god, she was like, if she was born, she wasn't old enough to feel any of these, but okay. Who needs love, care, and sympathy. Who fears darkness, being alone, and tall people. Ooh. Okay. Who gives tears, disappointments, and achievements. Who would like to see friends, the world, and spring waterfalls? What? Resident of... This is an old address, so I don't care. Resident of 511 West Burke Street, the cause of true happiness. Oh my god, I was putting all my information out there. What the fuck? Listen... Hindsight 2020, I was really trying to get robbed back then. Like, obviously did not care about any of our possessions. Nouns and adjectives is the next type of poem. And once again, you will not believe, I couldn't make this up if I tried. It's called Sisters. Sisters, sisters, sisters. Sisters, sisters. Mean sisters. Happy sisters. Mean, angry, screaming sisters. Disgusting, filthy, putrid sisters. Those are just a few. Nasty sisters. Freaky sisters. Who was I? What is this? Oh my god. Flashback to middle school me thinking this was an acceptable poem. What the fuck? Interesting, cool, loving sisters. Ugly, fat, skinny, thin sisters. Weird sisters too. Crazy sisters. Psychotic sisters. Don't forget the neurotic sisters. Last of all, best of all, like sweet sisters. Why did my teacher fail me? What is this? Oh my god. This, I guess this type of poem is called I Do Not Understand. I don't know if that's necessarily a type or just that, if that was the assignment, but that's what I wrote. The title of this one is called Fighting. I do not understand why people fight. Oh my god, look, this is T. Okay, so I know why I wrote this. Well, at least that first line. I don't know about the rest of them. But I know that first line was directly fueled towards when I lived with my dad, and literally him and my stepmom argued all the time. And it was like, usually because he started shit. Like, not like he would go and provoke her, but like, he would do shit that he knew would piss her off and then be confused when she got pissed off and started yelling and arguing. Anyway, that was the quick tea for you. But back to it. I do not understand why people fight. I do not understand why money is so important. Yes, I do. Now, I do not understand why people join gangs. I do not understand world astronomy. Oh, so we were just being honest. Okay, that's cute. I do understand why education is so important. Oh, I still valued education back then. That's cute. Next one is a cinquain. I don't even remember like what the guidelines for these fucking poems were. I was smarter back then than I am now. Let's be honest. And this one, once again, is called Sister. Listen, I was James Charles before James Charles was James Charles. Okay. I need that to be known. I need that to be documented. Oh, wait. Hopefully you didn't hear this. Probably fucking sue me. Sister. Sweet. Funny. Running, jumping, dancing. Love. Bonding. Anger. Sympathy. Female sibling. Okay. Oh, this is a limerick. Okay. And this is called, I swear to God, if it's called Sisters, I'm gonna fucking scream. Oh, not Sister. It's called Twister. Twister. There once was a very young sister. God damn it. What? The first line. God damn it. I'm sick of this. There once was a very young sister who had experienced a very bad twister. Found a cellar, came in handy, sat on the floor, said it was sandy, sat on the floor and phoned the mister. Damn. Bars. Honestly, I don't know why they didn't give me a record deal way back when. As if I have one now, bitch. Bye. This next one's a haiku. You know what I'm talking about. 575. If y'all know anything about haikus, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's see what I did here. This one's titled Family. They are so caring. Family makes my heart warm. A funny feeling. You know, that was the most fake ass poem I've ever read in my life. Because let me tell you, back then, I wasn't a big ass fan of my family at all. I just said what I thought family should be like, I guess. And that's what it was. This next poem is a 5 W's poem, apparently. Okay. And it's titled Hunger. please give me, please, please. Oh my fucking God. Hunger. My sister. Cry. Her crib. In the morning. She's hungry. God fucking damn it. Okay, so she obviously was just born. That shows from me writing shit like this about her. That's so cute. And on the last page, you had to have, like, your author photo and a description. Oh, my God. Ew. And I had these big-ass buck teeth. Oh, my fucking God. I'm, like, okay, I'm going to try to describe this picture to you as best as I can. I'm wearing this, like, dingy-ass hoodie. Not even a hoodie, just, like, a zip-up jacket, right? Facing to the right with my head tilted upwards and my hand on my chin as if I'm like thinking, like I'm David, I'm doing the thinking pose. fuck. And I got my big ass teeth hanging out my mouth with that ferocious overbite. and this weird ass shape up. And the description I gave is, I am a very fun-loving person who likes his family. Oh my God, is this a dating profile? T. I usually write about my family, my experiences with them. Sometimes they embarrass me. I think that is their responsibility as a parent. Oh, okay. And then the only other thing on the page is like a thumbs up. Like clip art. Like it was very, very generic thumbs up clip art. Holy fuck. I don't know who I thought I was. Like, what is even. Listen, we're gonna analyze this. Let me take a quick break. Let me let you hear what Sponsorship J has to say and we'll get right back to it. Alright, thanks again to Sponsorship J for being there for me when I don't feel like giving you guys information. And he can just do it for me. Back to what we were talking about, though. Okay. So, that whole, like, poem book was going on around the time, like I said, that I think she had just been born, my little sister. And, true story, she had been born with a heart condition. And so, like, my stepmom had her for, like, maybe 3 hours. And then she started turning blue. And they had to fly her from West Virginia to Washington, D.C. to Children's Hospital. And she had open heart surgery that day. And it was a whole bunch of chaos and madness going on. Absolutely insane. So that's a little bit of background as to why there's so much sister material in the poetry book. That being said, I kind of want to shift the whole, like, dynamic of this episode and just talk about my mental health. And honestly, you know, if you want to stay for this, do. But this is more so for me to just vent a little bit. I am not okay. Like, you know, most people will be like, oh, I'm okay. I'm doing fine. I'm not okay. I'm making it. I'm surviving. And, you know, that's something, right? Because some people can't even say that. But, you know, I'm alive and, you know, I make it day to day. But genuinely, like, I don't know what's wrong, but something is, and something's very off. I don't know. Like, you guys ever just, like, fucking... You know something's not right. Like, you don't feel right, but you can't describe it. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, that's been me the past couple of weeks. Like I haven't been sleeping like I need to be. I haven't been eating like I need to be. Like, I've been so tired for so long. And so much so to the extent that, like, there was a whole week that I didn't go to any classes. And then, like, the last couple of days, I've just been skipping classes. And, like, I don't know why. Because there's no real reason for me to miss them, right? It's just me being so depressed or just unmotivated. And I don't know if it's just because it's the end of the semester, but I don't think, because I've experienced that before, and I don't think it's that. I just don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, I went through a whole job, and that was in, like, in a month I went through a job, because I was, like, not that I got fired, I just couldn't handle it anymore. It was just too much, and I don't, money's been tight. Like, I've just been all over the fucking place. I don't know what's going on. And I have one friend, I'm not gonna say no names, but, you know, they really crave attention and for things to be their way. And I'm trying to help them get to a point where they understand that things cannot always go their way. They come from a background where they get pretty much whatever they want whenever they ask for it. And I get that. And that's great that you got that. But life is not like that, and it won't continue to be that way. And I really hope that they can figure it out one day, because I really like, and one day soon, hopefully, because I don't want it to affect our friendship. But the way it's going, it doesn't even seem like they care that it's affecting our friendship and other people's friendship with them. So I don't know. I really am just kind of going through it. And I don't necessarily have anything specific happening to me that's like bad or like causing this. I just, something's off with me mentally, and I haven't had the time or money or resources to be able to go to a doctor and just, you know, say I need help, like I need a check. I haven't gone to a physician, a family physician, since, get this, 2017, since before I had my surgery, okay? And that's really not good, because I missed, like, I didn't have a 1 year checkup. I didn't, I, like, there's so many things, like, oh my God, it's so bad. I'm really slacking on the whole taking care of myself thing. Like, I feel like I'm taking care of everyone but myself. And for so long, it's just been like, oh, that's okay. I mean, because it is what it is. Like, you know, I'd rather, I've always been like a really overgiving person, if that makes sense. Like, I would soon rather make sure somebody not only ate, but overate and was like stuffed, as opposed to just having enough to survive and then me eating as well, if that makes sense. Like, I would rather stuff someone and make sure they're satisfied beyond a reasonable means and leave nothing for me. And that's crazy to even say and admit, honestly. I'm kind of like ashamed to admit it. But at the same time, I feel like it's what I should do, or some variation of it. I know that that's not what I should do, but it's just how it's been in my life currently. I don't know. At some point, I need to learn to tell myself that, you know, I matter as well. And I need to take time for myself way more than I do, because this is not a sustainable way of living for me. Like, it's only going to work for so long. Ugh. That being said, I guess my message in saying this is, if you're going through something similar, you know, we can work on it together. You know, we need to work on taking care of ourselves and making sure that we do things that we need before we worry about the needs of others. Because that, you know, you got to take care of number one. And in the situation, number one should always be you. And I'll leave you with that. Thanks for joining me. I'm once again very sorry for not uploading for so long, but you know what I've been going through. I've already told you. I'm gonna try to keep consistent. It should be a little bit better over the summer, being as though I don't have class. I have a class, but it shouldn't be too time consuming. It's online. But yeah, that being said, thanks again for joining. I will see you the next time, and the next time there may or may not be a guest. So stay tuned for that. Thanks again. I'll see you next time. Bye.